Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi everyone, I'm Colleen. Let's celebrate today. Today's topic is activity.
Today's title is Everyone Loves Parades. Everyone loves parades. So what do you think, Pauline? Is it true? Does everyone like parades? Does everyone love them?
Well, I don't know about everyone, but it's true for me. I love parades. What about you? Do you love parades?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I'm excited we get to learn about them today. But first, let's practice our reading together. Here's Pauline for some help.
Peter Parade is on Rob's program. Peter organizes parades for the city. There are a few parades each year. Lots of people march in them. There are bands and floats, too. Some parades have animals. You can see horses and other animals. In some countries, there are elephants in parades. Parades are a lot of fun.
So, Pauline, what parades have you been to?
Well, I always think of the 4th of July when I think about parades. In my hometown, the 4th of July parade is a big deal. Everyone in town goes and watches it. It's fun.
Yes, my town has a 4th of July parade too. And when I was a kid, my favorite part was that the parade had candy.
Yes, at 4th of July parades, they throw candy to kids. That was my favorite part, too. But I don't think we're going to be talking about 4th of July parades today. Let's find out. Oh, but first, we should learn our keywords from Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是游行, parade. Rob 邀请到节目中的来宾是 Peter. Peter is on Rob's program. 名词 program 可以表达节目或是表演，游行队伍一起行进的这个动作叫做 march. Lots of people march in parades. 在游行中通常会有乐队. They have bands in the parade. 名词 band 就是乐队。有些还会带着动物一起游行哦。动物是 animal. Some parades have animals. Rob 说有些国家还会让大象出来一起游行。大象是 elephant. You can see elephants in parades.
Let's talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about a really fun subject. But first, let's welcome my guest, Peter Parade. Hello, Peter Parade. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I love parades.
Me too. You organize parades. Tell us about it.
Okay. I organize parades for the city. There are a few parades each year. Lots of people march in them.
Parades are a lot of fun.
Yes, they have bands and float.
Hey, Pauline, who is Rob interviewing on his show today?
Rob's interviewing Peter.
What? No, Pauline, I'm not on Rob's show.
Not you, Peter. Rob's interviewing a different Peter.
Oh.
Peter Parade.
Okay, right. Peter is a common name in English. And a very good name, too.
Yes, well, Rob is very happy to have Peter Parade on his show today. And he starts by saying, welcome to the program. What is a program?
Well, the program is the TV show. If you see your friend watching a TV show, you can say, what program are you watching? Right now, you're watching our program. Let's talk in English.
That's right. But let's keep talking about Rob's program. Rob's guest today is a parade organizer. Tell us about that, Peter.
Tell us about it, Pauline.
Okay. I guess I can if you don't want to.
No, Pauline. Tell us about it. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
跟我们谈一谈。
I read a book last week.
Tell us about it.
It was the story about a dog.
Tell us about it.
A little boy found a little dog.
Tell us about it.
They became good friends. It was a good book.
What did you like best about the book?
The pictures.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
跟我们谈一谈。
Okay, Peter. Now can you tell us about Peter Parade's job?
Of course. Peter Parade helps organize parades for the city. Peter's city has a few parades every year.
A few? That means probably 3 or 4 parades every year. And Peter Parade helps make those parades happen. He probably helps decide who is in the parade and what order they march in.
It sounds like a very big job. A lot of people march in parades, so that is a lot of people to organize.
Peter, what does it mean to march?
Oh, marching. It's kind of like a type of walking. Usually only people in the army march, but sometimes in parades, other groups will walk together.
All right. Have you ever been in a parade, Peter?
No, I have not been in a parade, but I have seen many parades.
All right. Well, I have been in a parade, and I would tell you about it, but Christina is waiting to teach us this phrase, in parades. Let's go to her now.
参加游行一起表演的人很多。Lots of people march in them. 这里的 in them 就是 in parades 的意思。我们要特别说明一下，当你说 I was in the parade， 表示你在游行队伍中表演或者是担任某种角色。如果是在一旁观看的人，只能说 I was at the parade， 表示在游行现场。因为介系词 in 后面接活动场合的名词时，通常表示你参与在仪式或者是重要的程序中。以婚礼为例，只有伴郎伴娘才能说 I'll be in her wedding。其他观礼前去祝贺的来宾只能说 We were at the wedding yesterday， 所以要留意介系词的用法哦。
Thanks, Christina. Bands often march in parades. Those are fun. I like watching all the people playing instruments and marching at the same time.
But not everyone marches in a parade. Some people drive fancy cars in the parade. Others stand on floats and wave.
Right. A float is a platform pulled by a truck. The platform can be decorated in many different ways, and people ride on it. Well, we are learning a lot today about parades, and we'll learn some more right after the break. Don't go away!
Welcome back. Hey, Pauline, were you ever on a parade?
I have been in a parade. I was on a float. The theme of our float was Women of Montana. I had on a very old dress, and I was supposed to look like a famous woman from Montana's history.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was, although it was also very hot. Anyways, friends, it's time for us to keep watching. Let's continue with Conversation B.
You can see animals in some parades.
Yes, a lot of parades have horses. But there are dogs and farm animals sometimes.
In some countries, you can see elephants in parades.
That's true. Almost any animal can be in a parade.
I also like the floats in parades.
Yes, many are really amazing.
We learn that it's not just people who walk in parades. Sometimes you can see animals in parades. What animals have you seen in parades, Pauline?
Well, in Montana, there are always people riding horses in our parades.
That makes sense. We usually have horses in our parades in Colorado, too.
I also have friends who walk in the town parade with their dogs. Sometimes they dress the dogs in funny costumes, or they pull their pets in a decorated cart.
There are also farm animals in parades sometimes, and there is a special teacher who wants to help us learn about that sentence. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, grammar point time. Well, you are going to learn how to use the words there are. For example, there are English stories sometimes, or there are many people sometimes. This is very useful to English students, so now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So there are children in parades. There are usually horses in parades, too. And there are other farm animals in parades sometimes.
When my husband was little, he lived on a farm. Every year, he was in the parade with his goat.
Really? That's great. Did he ride the goat?
No, but the goat pulled the little kids in a cart. And the cart was decorated red, white, and blue for the 4th of July. I'm sure it was very cute.
That sounds cute. But you know, it's not just farm animals that are in parades. There are big animals like elephants sometimes, too.
Really? I never saw elephants at the parades in Montana.
Well, they aren't usually in Colorado either. But some countries have them. You can see elephants in parades.
In some countries. That is another nice English phrase. Let's go to Christina to learn more about that.
Rob 说在某些国家你可以看到大象游行哦。In some countries, you can see elephants in parades. 我们要来讲这个介系词片语。其实一般来说介系词常常都是放在句尾。所以这一句其实可以说You can see elephants in parades in some countries. 会把它放在最前面是为了强调有一些国家很特别有大象游行。所以你也可以学学这种表达方式。当你想要强调在某个时间或某个地点或某个情境下就可以把介系词片语挪到句首。但是记得片语后面要加逗号。我们来看例句。After lunch, I always take a nap.午餐之后我都会小睡一下。In this apartment, there are two bedrooms. 这间公寓里有两间卧房。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, what countries have elephants in their parades?
I know in Thailand, there are elephants in parades sometimes. I think you can also see elephants in parades in India.
Oh, okay.It is exciting to see elephants. They are such big, amazing animals. But I would be a little sad to see elephants in a parade. I prefer to see animals like that in nature.
Right. It could be loud and uncomfortable on the streets. I can understand that. I think that my favorite thing in a parade is the bands.
Ooh, I really like those too.Well, friends, we learned a lot today from Peter, didn't we?
Oh, thank you very much, Pauline. Yes, but you did help a little bit, too. I should say that. I think it was good.
Wait, Peter, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Peter Parade. We learned a lot from him.
Right, we learned from him as well.
Okay, friends, it's time for us to review our keywords together.
Here's the first keyword from today. Program. Program. Let's watch a program on TV.
March. March. The children are marching to the music.
Band. Band. The band can play a song.
Animal. Animal. Dogs are wonderful animals.
Elephant. Elephant. Elephants are really big animals. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about a really fun subject. But first, let's welcome my guest, Peter Parade. Hello, Peter Parade. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I love parades.
Me too. You organize parades. Tell us about it.
Okay. I organize parades for the city. There are a few parades each year. Lots of people march in them.
Parades are a lot of fun.
Yes, they have bands and floats.
You can see animals in some parades.
Yes, a lot of parades have horses. But there are dogs and farm animals sometimes.
In some countries, you can see elephants in parades.
That's true. Almost any animal can be in a parade.
I also like the floats in parades.
Yes. Many are really amazing.
One of the most famous parades in the world is coming up next month. Do you know which one it is, Pauline?
Well, I guess it's not the 4th of July. Let's see, next month is November. Oh, of course, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, right?
That is correct. You can see in this picture that Macy's parade does have floats. Is that a turkey?
Well, it's also known for the really huge balloons. The Macy's parade is almost 100 years old. But there's another big parade in the United States that is even older, and I really want to go to it. Can you guess what it is, Peter?
A parade that is over 100 years old? In the United States? I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Okay, it's a New Year's parade.
Chinese New Year?
No, this is in the United States. It's known for its very special floats.
Oh, I know. It's the Rose Parade in California.
Yes, it looks so amazing. It's special because all of the floats are decorated by using hundreds of plants that cover the
floats. Wow, that is so cool. Friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat, and now it's time for another chit-chat, Jungle Chit-Chat.
I love a parade!
Me too. Parades are a lot of fun.
People march in parades. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Yes, lots of people march together.
I like the bands. Bum, 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 bum.
I like the floats. They're big and beautiful.
Yeah, and some parades have animals.
Like horses and elephants.
And monkeys.
Right.
Everybody loves monkeys.
Right. Hey. Our town will have several parades this year.
Yay! Will you take me?
Sure. We can have fun watching the parades.
I don't want to watch the parades. I want to be in the parades. Bum, 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 bum.
Ginger.
Everybody loves monkeys in parades. One, two, one, two.
Okay, friends. It's another Monday, so let's answer some questions together. Here's your first question. What does Peter do for the city? What does Peter do for the city?
The answer is in conversation A. He organizes a few parades each year. Here's question number two. Do you like parades? Why or why not? Do you like parades? Why or why not? And now let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I like parades? I love parades. All parades, big ones, small ones, everyone is having so much fun. People put a lot of time and work in order to build fantastic and fun things to share with their friends and the community. Sometimes they even throw candy to the people in the crowd. Parades are so much fun.
Do I like parades? Yes, I love parades, especially parades from different countries. The parades in Taipei is very different from the parades in America. There is a big parade in Taipei in October. The parade is very colorful and so many people attend the parade. It is so fun to just be there to watch the parade.
Do I like parades? Yes, I do. I think parades are a lot of fun. There's so much to see during a parade. Many times there is a band playing music during the parade. I love to watch the band and hear the songs that they play. I remember going to a lot of parades when I was younger. My town had a parade every year. It was a lot of fun.
Do I like parades? Sure. I always love a fun time with people. Especially though, if there are kids with me, I like to go to a parade with kids because kids get so excited to have the candy thrown at them and see the horses or just whatever is at the parade. It's always more fun to see with kids. All right, friends, we sure enjoy learning with you today, and we hope you will join us again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.